Today is September 3rd, 2020, and we are together to dish. Hi, Terry.
Hi there, Mark.
Your host, Mark Taylor, my co-host, Terry Knight, and we are going to roll with kind of what's happening this week.
Yeah.
On the bold.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's start out, Terry, with Steffi and her back issues continues to be a problem. They're going to milk this for what it's worth. So she's pill popping, and now she was drinking yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, she was. She was chasing that pill with a long pull on the beer.
Yeah, she was going in the got in the fridge and got herself some cold one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the other thing I'm finding interesting about this storyline is that Thomas is back, and you're liking the beard thing, evidently, from our last conversation.
Oh, yeah, that looks good. I still don't like him.
Yeah. He looks good with longer hair, too. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, but he's really messing with Steffi about Liam.
I know, right? I wanted to talk to you about that. He's really playing head games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, he's giving her the riot act about how she's missing out, not having a life with Liam and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's feeding into that.
Yeah, he is.
So, you know, there's some diabolical plan somewhere down the line.
Yep, he's a conniver, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's interesting to follow that storyline. I have something later in predictions on that, by the way.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so next let's talk about Dollar Bill. Mm-hmm. He's swooping in on Brooke. What do you think about all that, Terry?
Oh, for God's sake, can we just drop that? Ugh.
I love how frustrated you are with that storyline. It's awesome.
I am. And then here's poor Katie. She's ready to try, and then she overhears them, and it's like, oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
How he switches.
Oh, my God.
I love you forever to, yeah. Okay, whatever.
Only in soaps.
I guess.
Hell of it is. It probably happens in some people's real lives, too. But.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dollar Bill, as we discussed, he's further declaring his feelings for Brooke and how much he cares about her and how good life can be with him, Dollar Bill.
Yeah. They had so much time together. Really?
I know. When was that?
I don't know, but I'm
thinking. They keep swooping back, Terry, to that one scene where he had her on that big boat.
Yes.
And
how long did that last? 2 months?
I don't know. Was it that long even? I'm not sure. No,
probably not. But in soap time, that's 20 years.
Yeah, true. Good point. All right. So Ridge and Shauna, it looks like, are they going to get busy or what's the deal there?
It sure looked like it. She was tempting him. Mm-hmm.
Boy.
And I got to lay it out there, but Shauna looks like she's had lots of work done because that lip talking was looking a little bit poofy and
that's what it
not
is.
Quite yes.
Okay.
Yes, those are definitely Juvederm.
Juvederm lips?
I think so.
Excellent. One of our sponsors.
Yeah.
I like how you worked that into the agenda today, Terry.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's part of my job.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. I was thinking something looks weird. I've been trying to put a handle on what it is that looks weird about her. And you just, I think you nailed it.
Oh, so here's one of the reasons why is for some reason today I was looking up something and Denise, it's Charlie Sheen's birthday today.
Oh, Jesus.
So then, yeah. So of course she was married to him. They have two kids together, blah, blah. And
that's when he went off the rails, wasn't it? When he was married to
her? Yes. Yeah. And she ended up getting full custody of their kids. Talk about soap opera.
No kidding.
I mean, he's completely unraveled in real life.
Yeah.
But I was looking. So then there's Denise Richards. So I start, I'll just take a look at pictures of Denise Richards. Oh, now I know why she looks so different. Because you could obviously tell from some of the older photos.
Wow.
But
you're doing research department, right?
I am. But you know what? You forgot one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
You forgot about the Brooke and Quinn matchup at the beginning of the week.
Yes, you're right. Go ahead.
Yes. So,
talk about that.
All right. So Quinn walks in when Bill is professing his undying love once again to Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And Quinn is just totally giddy about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And to her credit, Brooke is like, get out, Bill. Get out.
Yeah, so that surprised me, actually.
It surprised me, too. I mean, why she didn't say that to begin with? Well, then we wouldn't have this storyline. But
true.
So she's like nailing on Quinn and presses a button about, I don't trust you. You've done something.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we'll talk about.
Oh, I see a prediction coming on that one.
Yep. There's a prediction coming. And then today, just to say it, just to mention it, because sure. Last week we mentioned that Wyatt and Liam never work.
Yeah.
Today they were working.
Yep. They must have been listening to Soap Dish.
They must have. So there you go.
All right. So it must be, Terry, it must be because we're so good at our predictions that they've got somebody in their research department listening to our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. It was a matter of time.
Awesome. Yeah, it was just a matter of time.
Oh, sure.
I would agree with that. Okay, so anything more on today's show, which is Thursday, by the way. We're taping on Thursday.
Well, of course, the scene, the very ending scene between Hope and Steffi.
Mm, yeah.
That was concerning.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I have something in predictions. Go ahead.
Well,
Go ahead. It just made me think.
I was just going to say that, you know, Steffi, this is one of the things I don't like about this, is that they've taken two strong characters, first Sally and now Steffi, and made her kind of weak.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Weak seeming.
Yep.
And that's disappointing, because Steffi's such a great character.
Yep.
That I don't particularly like this storyline.
Yep. I'm with you.
So
I'm with you.
All right.
Okay. So a couple, you want to start with predictions?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So I have a couple. So Dollar Bill and Brooke, I'm not sure. I've got two theories here. So either those two do get involved, or mm-hmm. Brooke continues to hold her ground and says, you know, and holds out for Ridge. Although I think she's going to get real jealous. And then the way I can see it happening with Bill is if Brooke gets real jealous of Shauna and Ridge, or sees something those two are doing, you know, mm-hmm. playing house, so to speak.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Playing house. That's quite the way to put it.
And so just to keep the show PG, Terry.
Yeah. Oh, sure. You're right.
Anyway. So then I can see, then she goes and falls into Dollar Bill. Brooke falls into Dollar Bill's arms at that point. Okay.
Okay.
My alternate prediction for this is that Dollar Bill goes for Steffi, and I think I had mentioned this maybe a little bit earlier, but goes for Steffi when he realizes she's having a drug problem.
Yeah. I think that's a really good prediction.
Yeah.
Because the way it's looking right now, because he feels so terribly guilty.
Right.
And he's going to feel like he's the one that did this, which he is.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
So, yeah.
That even adds to the credibility of that probably happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
So is just going to gross out everybody and push Ridge over the absolute edge.
Yes.
Which could happen.
Oh, and then we could have another altercation, right?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe Dollar Bill will be the one shoved out of a helicopter.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other one I have, and it's kind of a minor and kind of an obvious one, but the my last one is Steffi's going to end up in rehabilitation. Well, I do have a spinoff of that, actually, because I think based on the end of the show today on Thursday, that the Hope and Steffi gathering when Hope did not bring the baby back, right?
Yeah.
I have a gut feeling, because Hope's a little unstable in her own right, so I can see Hope going for custody of the child, when of Steffi's child, when Steffi goes to rehabilitation.
Ooh, that's bold.
That's bold and sudsy.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are mine.
Good. Those are good ones. Well, I'm thinking that Brooke is going to hold her ground. And she's not going to let Shauna win. And part of it, sure, she loves Ridge, blah, blah, destiny. But there's also that part of Brooke that cannot allow another woman to win.
Yes.
Whatever over her. So I think she's going to start doing some investigating.
Yep.
And Brooke, maybe, I think she's going to be the one to find out that it's been a sham.
Sudsy.
Yeah.
How do you think that'll happen? Do you have thoughts?
I think that she's going to fly to Vegas. Mm. She's going to look up that chapel, I think.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I think so. She's going to do some investigating. Donna may be in there to help because Donna has a stake in that with Eric.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Donna will be involved in that one.
You know, the other thing that could happen there, Terry, is that Brooke could hire the attorney, our marriage and divorce attorney.
Yes.
To do that investigation as well.
Oh, and do you
Carter.
Carter.
Yeah.
And do you remember the dwarf that they had that was the IT guy?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He would be very good at combing through the phone and all of that
records.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So who knows? He may pop back in.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, that's what I have right now.
Excellent.
I love your prediction about Hope.
Yeah, just because, you know, you kind of think about how she went off the rails with, what's the little kid's name?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Thomas's son.
Douglas.
Anyway, Douglas, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so Douglas, so that would just be a repeat because she thinks she's so much better as a parent than anybody else, you know?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Excellent. Let's see what happens.
Can do.
All right. Until we dish again.
Keep it sudsy.
We are out.